Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Paris, France, is Michel Ganuzzi, the CEO of Tarkett Worldwide. Michel, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you, Kemp. And you?
I'm well. I wanted to talk to you about your participation in the World Economic Forum. Before we get there, though, let me cover just a little background. Most people know Tarkett Worldwide, approximately a $2.6 billion company, the third largest flooring company in the world, publicly traded. And you've been the CEO since 2007, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And you grew up, spent most of your life in France, but you attended Harvard and got an MBA there, right?
Yeah, and also I spent some of my career abroad in Great Britain, in Scotland to be precise, and also in Japan.
Tell us what the latest news is from Tarkett's headquarters in France.
Well, actually, the largest news came from end of last year when we decided to join the World Economic Forum, and we signed at the end of November a quite important engagement with another 77 multinational companies calling for a concrete action on climate change before the COP21 negotiations took place in Paris. And we are very proud to have joined this group of business people who have urged the politicians to find a solution and a compromise during the COP21, which they did actually. And it was certainly seen by many participants as an important decision factor, a pivotal contribution factor to the success of these COP21 meetings.
Okay. Well, most people know that you've been somewhat on the front edge from an environmental standpoint. On a global perspective, you were the first company to commit to removing phthalates from all your resilient flooring. So that's been one area of leadership, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we started to really seriously commit to a cradle-to-cradle approach back in 2010. Mm-hmm. This approach is based on, first of all, defining the right product that you will use during your product transformation. And you want healthy products and also products that don't impact negatively the environment. Mm-hmm. This is what we call eco-design. And part of this first step, we decided to really find alternative solutions to eliminate the plasticizers that were challenged by some stakeholders in the industry.
So your participation in this economic forum, I guess Desso, which you acquired last year, had been involved in this, and you decided this was a good cause. It's quite an honor for you to be one of the speakers. And you actually spoke in two areas, right?
You're absolutely right, Kent. We leveraged the strong work and good work that Desso had done prior being acquired by Tarkett in December 2014, mm-hmm. participating to this World Economic Forum. They established the company themselves as a very strong company in the area of the circular economy. And given the fact that Desso and Tarkett share exactly the same value and the same philosophy in this respect, we thought that we could leverage the good work of Desso at a global level, Desso being mostly European, as you know, and that's why we joined the World Economic Forum. So to cover, if you want, some responsibility in the project mainstream led by Helen MacArthur Foundation and the World Economic Forum to promote the circular economy, mm-hmm. and we are a board member to ensure a good governance working group will tackle in terms of promoting the circular economy. And in parallel with the World Economic Forum, we have become an industry partner for the infrastructure and urban development theme, which, as you know, is a very important theme going forward. We estimate that by 2050, 70% of the population will be living in cities, and that will create a lot of issues that have to be tackled, like the resource scarcity issue, also some issues linked to the urbanization and the fact that most people will live indoors much more than in the past. And we know that from that point of view that the indoor air quality in all our buildings are 2 to 5 times more polluted by VOCs, volatile organic components, than the outside air. And that's why we decided to reformulate all our floorings, and vinyl floorings mostly, to reduce the VOC emissions to well below existing norms, less than 100 micrograms per cubic meter, and sometimes to even non-detectable levels.
Yeah, you know, I interviewed Michael Brungart, the German chemist and environmentalist, last year. And one of his comments was that I asked him where he liked to stay. He travels all the time. And he says he always likes to stay somewhere in a hotel where he can open the window. So that's his own personal belief. And so you're leading the charge in making sure that there's very little VOCs when it comes to emissions from your flooring. Is that right?
Absolutely. That's our commitment to providing a healthier and better living environment. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important commitment that we took in our industry.
Well, it's really neat that you're the only flooring participant in this very prestigious meeting that was held in Davos, Switzerland, just 2 weeks ago. What did you learn? What were a few of your takeaways from this experience?
Well, the first one is really, I think, there was a lot of celebration around the COP21 outcome, mm-hmm. which is for the first time in the human, if you want, times that then so many nations came together for a global purpose. And it was impressive that at the end of the day, everybody finally, after long negotiations, agreed on a common objective to reduce the temperature rise to less than 2 degrees in the coming century. Mm-hmm. This is only a starting point, to be clear. This will require a lot of work from both the business people, the government bodies, and all the stakeholders to achieve this result, because it's not an obvious one. And clearly, as I said, it's a starting point and a journey where we're going to see a lot more actions going forward to help reduce the carbon emission. Now, to put it in more even broader perspective, it was interesting to, which has not been very well communicated by the media, it was interesting to take a note of the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals that have been signed by 193 nations in September last year. And these 17 goals, one of them is related to climate change, mm-hmm. and therefore the reduction of greenhouse gas emission, but there are other 16 goals that are equally important that will certainly be more and more talked about when we talk about sustainable development. And these are things that I'm sure good companies will embrace in order to contribute to a better world. This forum is kind of think tank where you get business people talking to elected politicians and governing people with other NGOs, organizations, and other stakeholders. And it's a unique place where, in a short period of time, all these people can talk together and try to achieve what is the purpose of this forum, which is provide a better world. Mm-hmm. And by this strong collaboration, if you want, between all the stakeholders, there is a kind of alignment on what are the good goals for the way forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. One last question. Usually when I get a chance to talk to a leader within a large flooring organization, I like to ask the question about what your outlook is for growth in 2016.
Well, I think there will be a continuation of what we have seen in 2015. In other words, I would say some positive outlook for growth in the U.S., certainly, and in Europe, in the same trend that what we have seen in 2015. On the other hand, on the emerging countries side, certainly a lot of volatility with more or less either some recession in some countries like Brazil, like Russia, or slowing down growth like in China. Mm-hmm. So it will be an environment which altogether will remain certainly quite volatile, given all the big changes that we are facing, starting by the oil price volatility that we see today.
Right. So what you're thinking is that 16 will be similar to 15, and as you roll it all together, might see a growth somewhere in the 3-4% neighborhood?
Yeah, to be frank, I mean, when you look at the latest forecast provided by the IMF, it has been reduced slightly downward,
yeah.
In terms of GDP growth. So the recovery will not be much stronger than what we've seen in 2015, probably a bit lower than the numbers that you've just given. Mm-hmm. But certainly, I mean, Tarkett has a very diversified company from a geographic point of view, from an end-user market point of view, or right. from a product portfolio point of view, will do its best to continue to seize all opportunities wherever they are.
Uh-huh. You are focused, you're either flooring or sports surface, right? And that's your primary businesses.
This is absolutely true. We are a worldwide leader in the sports surfaces businesses as well, and as you said, we are probably the third largest company by size yeah. in the flooring business.
Right. Okay, Michelle, great to talk to you, and congratulations, and thank you for representing us at the World Economic Forum. Again, been talking to Michelle Ganuzzi, the CEO with Tarkett Worldwide, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.